Lexus loaned us an LC500H, a sports coupe you don't see around very much, which could be because it costs $104,000. The regular LC has an old Mustang-sized V8 and claims 0 to 60 faster than this sentence. The H does it 0.3 seconds slower, but it drops the engine down to Camry size V6 and adds hybrid batteries and motors to get 10 more miles to the gallon. You can be tooling along at freeway speeds with no gas engine running. The flush door handles swing out electronically so you can grab them. But this coupe is about driving fast on curvy roads. Our loaner had $500 extra pearly metallic flare yellow paint that could make it safer than its 8 airbags. Australian researchers found that white cars are least likely to get in a crash. Black cars had a 12% higher crash risk, followed by gray, silver, red, and blue. They said colors like cream, beige, and yellow ranked near white. As a driver who finds himself pulling in front of black and gray cars too often, and once backed into a black one, I can see it, or not see it. The effects go away when the sun goes down. The good news is that white has been the most popular car color in the US since 2006, according to paint maker Axalta, covering 29% of all cars last year. The bad news is blend in with blacktop black has been in second place since 2008, and there's a new wave of gray and mud-colored vehicles, while fun to see parked, are harder to see when moving. Paint maker PPG called a blue-gray Chinese porcelain the color of 2020, and Axalta a blue-green sea glass. Both are lovely, but closer to the color of the road than white or flare yellow. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Brian Champagne.